WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Lots of high school wrestling around the region last night in a double duel last night. It was Atlantic down in Coon Rapids, Bayard, 51-22. Atlantic falling to Logan Magnolia, 36-29. Logan Magnolia also beat Coon Rapids, Bayard, 52-24. Also around the region, Audubon over Woodward Granger, 51-30. Audubon beat Kemper Catholic, 55-24. Underwood beat Southwest Iowa, 54-30. Underwood over Clarinda Academy, 54-30. Underwood also beat West Central Valley, 60-18. Guthrie Center was a winner over Exira EHK, 42-31. Guthrie Center also downing AHST, 48-30. Guthrie Center beat Griswold, 39-28. AHST over Exira EHK, 42-32. AHST defeated Griswold, 39-30. Also, Exira EHK topping Griswold by a score of 38-36. Also in wrestling last night, Shenandoah beat Tri-Center 45-25. Shenandoah over St. Albert 45-23. It was Shenandoah beating Denison 48-29. Tri-Center beat St. Albert 46-30. Tri-Center over Denison 52-21. Denison beat St. Albert 48-33. Also last night, it was Glenwood over Red Oak 64-15. Glenwood beating Riverside 40-39. Glenwood downing East Mills 40-24. It was Riverside beating Red Oak 58-20. Riverside over East Mills 43-27. And East Mills over Red Oak 46-21. Also, Creston beat Harlan by a score of 50-24 in wrestling last night. In high school boys basketball play last night, East Mills over Sydney 57-32. It was Fremont Mills beating Stanton 61-40. Arweva over Ridgeview 55-54. Clarinda Academy beat Nishnabotna 61-49. In girls basketball, Arweva topping Ridgeview 43-33. Nishnabotna beat Clarinda Academy 68-22. Stanton over Fremont Mills 55-52. Sydney beat East Mills 51-48. And Omaha Gross Catholic, a winner over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 60-30. Tonight on KJAN, we have a Western Iowa Conference girl and boy doubleheader for you here on the radio as AHST will visit Tri-Center tonight. Chris and I will be in Neola this evening for both of those ball games. Girls get things started at 6 o'clock. The boys will follow, and you can listen to them live here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. We'll also have them for you streaming on the web at KJAN.com. And as always, you can listen on your iPhone or your Android-based phone as well by downloading the free KJAN app. And we'll have live streaming video of the basketball games tonight as well. You can watch the contest on our TV page at KJAN.com. Just go to the TV page and click the play button when those games get underway. Again, that's AHST at Tri-Center, Western Iowa Conference girl-boy doubleheader tonight, 6 o'clock, the start of the girls' game, live here on KJAN. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes scored the first 10 points of the game, and then they cruised to a 93-67 win over Northwestern in Iowa City last night of men's college hoops, with Coach Fran McCaffrey serving a one-game suspension. Assistant Coach Kirk Spiraw directed the team.
Very proud of our guys in their focus and their approach all week long, you know, and it continued during the 40 minutes tonight. And they did a nice job of executing the game plan, you know, defensively and being very unselfish offensively. So that was good.
Aaron White had 18 points and 10 rebounds, while Melson Basabi added 16 points and 10 boards as the Hawkeyes improved to 2-1 in the Big Ten, 13-3 overall. The Hawkeyes passed the ball well in the game last night. They had 22 assists. Next up, Iowa will visit third-ranked Ohio State on Sunday.
A lot of respect for Ohio State you know, how intense that they play defensively, and they got great quickness, put a lot of pressure on you with their guards, and, you know, we've got to go up there and play great defense and slide our feet and move the basketball and take care of the basketball. So it'll be another great challenge for our basketball team.
We'll have that game for you Sunday. 12:30 is tip time here on the radio. After last night's loss, Northwestern falls to 7-9 overall. They're 0-3 in Big Ten conference play. Elsewhere in top 25 college hoops, number 1 Arizona beat UCLA 79-75. 24th rated Memphis, a winner over 12th ranked Louisville 73-67. California beat 17th ranked Oregon 96-83. And it was Portland dumping number 22 Gonzaga 82-73. Well, Mark Mangino is finally ready for a new challenge in the Big 12 after 4 years away. Fixing Iowa State's offense figures to be one of the toughest tasks in the league. Mangino was introduced Thursday as the new offensive coordinator for the Cyclones. It's Mangino's first job at a major program since he left Kansas amid allegations of player mistreatment following the 2009 season. Mangino was away from football for 3 years. He spent last season as an assistant at Youngstown State before being lured to Iowa State, his fourth job in the Big 8, Big 12, by Coach Paul Rhodes. Mangino says he believes things happen for a reason, adding that his time away from football was beneficial both personally and professionally. Elsewhere around college football, Vanderbilt Athletic Director David Williams would not confirm that head football coach James Franklin has an offer from Penn State, but has indicated Nittany Lions officials have been in contact with the coach. CBS.com was first among several media outlets to report Franklin is expected to be Penn State's replacement for Bill O'Brien, who left for the Houston Texans. Penn State has announced that a new compensation committee is scheduled to meet Saturday morning in a closed session to discuss a contract for someone not yet being identified by the school. Bobby Petrino is back as football coach at Louisville. He held the job from 2003 to 2006 and left with a record of 41-9. He replaces Charlie Strong, who left last weekend for the job at Texas. Petrino, who is a lifetime 83-30 college coach, is taking over a team that went 12-1. He led Western Kentucky to a mark of 8-4 this past season. Former Southern California coach Lane Kiffin is being considered by Alabama to replace offensive coordinator Doug Nussmeier. That's a person familiar with the situation told the Associated Press that there's mutual interest between Kiffin and Alabama coach Nick Saban. Kiffin, who spent a week in Tuscaloosa, Alabama last month, exchanging ideas with Tide coaches, favors a pro system, which is what Saban likes to run. Auburn tailback Trey Mason is skipping his senior season to enter the NFL draft. Mason ran for 24 touchdowns last season and broke Bo Jackson's 28-year-old school single-season record with 1,816 yards. In Monday's BCS championship game, he rushed for 195 yards and scored two touchdowns in the Tigers' loss to Florida State. In NFL news, Jay Gruden has been introduced as the new head coach of the Washington Redskins. He's the seventh coach hired by owner Dan Snyder since he bought the franchise 15 years ago. The brother of former NFL head coach John Gruden was given a 5-year contract for his first NFL head coaching gig, taking over a 3-13 team that's finished last in the NFC East in 5 of the last 6 seasons. The 46-year-old Gruden spent the last 3 seasons as the offensive coordinator of the Cincinnati Bengals. First-year nominees Derek Brooks, Tony Dungy, Marvin Harrison, and Walter Jones are among the 15 modern-era finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Michael Strahan was also selected a modern-era finalist, along with Charles Haley, Kevin Green, Andre Reed, and Jerome Bettis. The other modern-era finalists are Tim Brown, John Lynch, Will Shields, Aeneas Williams, Morton Anderson, and Edward DeBartolo Jr. Senior nominees Ray Guy and Claude Humphrey were announced in August. The 46-member selection committee will vote February 1st in New York, with a minimum 80% required for induction. Just a couple of games in the NBA last night. New York beat Miami 102-92. Denver downed Oklahoma City 101-88. In the National Hockey League last night, New Jersey beat Dallas 1-0. Florida in a shootout 2-1 over Buffalo. Carolina beat Toronto 6-1. Washington over Tampa Bay 4-3. Anaheim beat Nashville 4-3. Minnesota over Phoenix 4-1. St. Louis beat Calgary 5-0. Los Angeles over Boston 4-2. And San Jose was a 4-1 winner over Detroit. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.